Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our look at the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Every time you had a sin offering, a trespass offering, all these things, you were supposed to bring offerings after offerings after offerings after offerings. And there were millions of people here at when the tabernacle, they crossed over into, from the Exodus. There were at least 2 million people. They had cattle and all these lambs and all. If they did it every time that they were supposed to, those cows and sheep and goats, well, they got extinct real quick. Are you following the thought? Okay, that's why on the Day of Atonement, once a year, okay, the priests would have they would bring sacrifices to the priest. And you know about the Day of Atonement and all, that the priest would first offer the sacrifice for himself, the blood would be on, and then he would go out, wash himself, clean himself all, and then the sacrifice for the people, the Day of Atonement. So, cover, are y'all following there? Because I won't say it's impossible. With God, nothing's impossible. But it was such a burden on the people. The problem is, what nobody could follow the law to every jot and tittle. Impossible. That was not the purpose of the law. The purpose of the law was show them how sinful they were and to point them to Jesus Christ. Paul said that the law was a schoolmaster to point people to Christ. So it was a burden. Can you imagine? I'm just reading through the book of Leviticus, and I'm thinking, wow, it just blew my mind what they were supposed to do. Every day. I read again this morning. I love this part about and I shared this in the Bible college last Monday or Monday before, about the Feast of the First Fruits and the harvest and all, where the priest would come on the day after the Sabbath. The day is, it actually in King James says the morrow after the Sabbath. Question, what day is a Sabbath? Saturday. Saturday has always been the Sabbath. It's the Saturday. It's the seventh day. The day where a lot of people would think Sunday is the Sabbath. No, no, no. Saturday has always been the Sabbath. What is the morrow, the day after the Sabbath? Sunday. What is Sunday? The Lord's Day. So the Sabbath, the weekly Sabbath is Saturday. The Lord's Day is Sunday. Why do you think that the Lord God would have the priest wave a sheaf of first fruits on the day after the Sabbath? Not the Sabbath, but the day after the Sabbath. Why do you think he did that? I'm going to tell you why. It was a picture of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. He was the first fruits, 1 Corinthians 15. Christ, our first fruits. So way back in Leviticus, when the priest on that morrow after the Sabbath, they're waving the first fruits. It's a picture of Jesus rising from the dead the first day of the week. Ain't that exciting? Don't tell me the Old Testament doesn't talk about Jesus. But anyway, you go through all these ceremonies that everybody had to do. Well, they were done away with. These ceremonies did not profit them. It did not benefit them that they had been occupied therein. Occupied means to have lived for, to regulate lives. Let's get that, the rest of that verse. But with meats which have not profited them that have been occupied therein. In other words, all these offerings, it didn't benefit them. We read in the book of Hebrews that the blood of goats and of bulls, it did not take away sin. Did you get that? It did not take away sin. What it did, it pointed them to the one who could and would take away sin. There at the cross of Calvary. And we see the word occupied literally means that they lived for that. It regulated their life. That their life was surrounded, if you say, of these sacrifices and offerings and all. And it did not profit them. It did not benefit them. Now, next verse. For we, who is we? Awful quiet in here. That's not a rhetorical question. Who is we now? Believers. Now, he's not talking about the Jews. The Jews are the ones that are doing the sacrifice, taking them to the altars, those brazen altars and all the other altars. But we have an altar whereof they have no right to eat which serve the tabernacle. Man, this verse, when you dig into it, it'll blow you away. Okay. We have an altar. Who is our altar? Jesus Christ. Okay. The altar is referring to Jesus Christ and his sacrifice on the cross of Calvary. An altar is a place of sacrifice. Did you get that? Always has been, always will be. An altar is a place of sacrifice. And Jesus is our sacrifice. It's completed. It is finished. Don't go back as others who left the church there and went back to temple worship. Don't be like them. Going back to the tabernacle. Going back offering their lambs. Going back to the Judaism. Going back to the laws. Going back to the ceremonies. Going back to the rituals. And this is pretty tough. When it says, we have an altar whereof they have no right to eat which serve the tabernacle. Let that sink in. Now, remember, I didn't write this. I'm just telling you what it says. We have an altar. The altar is Jesus Christ. He is our sacrifice. He is now sitting at the right hand throne of God ever interceding for us. And aren't you glad we have somebody that we can go to and not just ask for forgiveness, but just be able to talk to him. What a friend we have in Jesus. There's nobody like him. And we can do that because of the sacrifice that he made on the cross of Calvary. But those who are still, or even if they can, those who are taking their lambs and they have no right. Now, again, I'm not, they have no right to eat of that all. That's pretty tough. Remember when Jesus was in his personal ministry, and he says, unless you eat of my flesh and drink of my blood, you shall have no. That's in John chapter 6, I think. And the Bible tells us, turn me to John chapter number 6. This is on top of my head. I hope I'm right. If not, Temple or Doug, Danny can straighten me out on this one. He's the true bread of heaven. He's the true bread of heaven. He's talking about in that chapter. Oh, and verse number, I'm right. Verse number 52. The Jews therefore strove among themselves, saying, how can this man give us his flesh to eat? They're thinking, well, he's talking about being a cannibal. What is he talking about? Because he's talking spiritual to them. Verse number 53. Then Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, except you eat of the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you can have no life in you. Whosoever eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood hath eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. For my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. This is referring back to Hebrews chapter 3. They have no right to eat of this. They're serving the tabernacle. Remember, this is what Jesus is saying, and he's not talking about being a cannibal. Physical, okay. We'll go a little bit farther. Verse number 57. As the living Father has sent me, and I live by the Father, so he that eateth me, even he shall live by me. This is that bread which came down from heaven, as your fathers did eat the manna and are dead. He that eateth of this bread, me, shall live forever. Now, I love this. Verse number 60. Therefore, many of his disciples, not the lost, his disciples, when they heard it and said, this is a hard saying, I guess so. Who can hear? Who can understand this? That's awful hard, dear Lord. And Jesus, I love it. Jesus is just so plain. Verse 61. Does this offend you? Think what he just said. He just told them, unless you eat of my flesh, drink of my blood, you can't be with me. But if you do, you have eternal life. Boy, that's pretty hard, Lord. Well, does this offend you? Let's go a little bit farther. Verse number 66. Y'all can read the rest of this, but this verse is always in my mind because it's John 666. Not that it has any remembrance, but it just helps me to remember. John 666. Here's what this verse says. From that time, many of his disciples went back and walked with him no more.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. And come visit us this Sunday, March 24th, to hear special guest speaker Mike Holcomb preach wonderful messages this Sunday morning and Sunday evening at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. That's this Sunday, March 24th, at 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.